said something to me this morning. Let's say, crawl out of there. It's time to get up.
Heard that this morning. About died.
Turn that heater off, really.
It's off.
It is?
It's hot in here.
If you want to get a boat, like you've been in the swamp, you want to get it up on the land, then you tie a rope or something to the front of it and do what? To get it up on the land.
I just get a hold of the boat and pull it up on the land.
What if you were trying to get it into the water and it was on the land? How would you get it in there?
Just push it down into the water.
If you carried a real heavy suitcase long distance, instead of saying you carried it, what would you say you did to it?
I'd stop and drink some of it out.
I don't think that's exactly the answer to
No, and what exactly what I was looking for, but pretty good answer. I kind of like that. if your grandson's running through the house and something's hot and you don't want to get around it, what would you say to him? Like, if you wanted to keep his hands off of it.
If what?
Like, say your grandson was around the heater and it was hot, you knew it was hot and it'd burn him. You'd say, don't do something because it'll burn you. What would you say?
I'd say, keep your hands off of that. It'll burn you up.
If you need a hammer and you send somebody to go bring it to you, what would you tell them to do?
If I had what?
If you needed a hammer and you didn't have time to get it.
I'd tell them, go bring me the hammer.
And what do they call the line that the football players run over to score a touchdown? Or the big posts that stand up at the end of the football?
I don't know that.
How about the basket they use in basketball?
I don't know that. I don't know nothing about ball games. I don't even watch them on the television.
Well, that's my favorite pastime.
The younger generation, you see. The older ones don't know about things like that. I better get out of here. I'll be answering questions.
If you throw a ball to somebody, you expect them to what? Like, if you throw, well, let's say throw anything to them, and instead of dropping it, you want them to what?
A ball.
Well, like say I have just a book or something and I toss it to you, and instead of you letting it fall on the floor, what would you do?
I'd catch it.
And if you're meeting somebody somewhere and they get there first, or you get there first, what would you do?
If I got there first, I'd wait on him. And if he got there first, I expect him to wait on me.
If somebody had done something wrong and wanted to try it again, they'd come to you, like if they had a job, you had given them a job and they had done it wrong and they wanted to try it again, they'd come to you and ask for another what?
They'd ask for another crop.
If somebody's in a good mood, you'd say he's in what? A very good?
Very good mood.
If you ask somebody a question, what do you usually expect them to give you?
Answer.
And what is it that you put on the outside of an envelope to make sure it's...
Stamps.
Well, what you write down on it?
Oh, mucilage. The sticking stuff. Well, oh, if I mean that, you know, the address.
Yeah. If a little boy's learned something new and you wanted to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who did what. Let's say he learned to whistle, and you asked